This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Chinese leader Xi Jinping is meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Moscow in a political booth for the isolated Russian president after the International Criminal Court charged him with war crimes in Ukraine. Xi's government gave no details of what the Chinese leader hoped to accomplish in his visit that starts Monday. And while the war in Ukraine enters another week, VOA's Veronica Valderas Iglesias delves into how much Americans still support sending resources there.
A new Axios Ipsos poll shows that 79% of Americans who identify as Democrats and 60% who identify as independents still support sending weapons and money to Ukraine. But only 42% of Republicans surveyed do. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis made his stance clear last week in a written statement read by Fox News anchor Tucker Carlson.
We cannot escalating foreign war over the defense of our own homeland.
Former Vice President Mike Pence refuted DeSantis' stance on ABC's This Week.
And as the leader of the free world, as the arsenal of democracy, America needs to continue to ensure that the Ukrainian military has what they need.
Both Pence and DeSantis are considering entering the 2024 presidential race, but neither has officially declared their candidacy.
North Korea says that its ballistic missile launch over the weekend simulated a nuclear attack against South Korea. The North has held 5 missile demonstrations this month alone. To protest the largest joint military drills in years between the U.S. and South Korea. The North's leader, Kim Jong-un, instructed his military to hold more drills.